Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 37.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Kama Esha Krodha Esha,
Kama Esha Krodha Esha,
Rajo Guna Samudbhava,
Rajo Guna Samudbhava,
Mahashano Mahapadma,
Mahashano Mahapadma,
Vijayanam Yavairinam,
Vijayanam Yavairinam,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Kama Esha Krodha Esha, Rajoguna Samudbhava,
Mahashano
Mahapadma,
Vijayanam
Yavairinam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "It is loose only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into rock, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world." Purpose. When a living entity comes in contact with the material creation, his eternal love for Krishna is transformed into lust in association with the mode of passion. Or, in other words, the sense of love of God becomes transformed into lust, as milk in contact with sour tamarind is transformed into yogurt. Then, again, when lust is unsatisfied, it turns into wrath. Wrath is transformed into illusion, and illusion continues the material existence. Therefore, lust is the greatest enemy of the living entity, and it is lust only which induces a pure living entity to remain entangled in the material world. Wrath is the material, is the manifestation of the mode of ignorance. This mode exhibits themselves as wrath and other corollaries. If, therefore, the mode of passion, instead of being degraded into the mode of ignorance, is elevated to the mode of goodness by the prescribed method of living and acting, then one can be saved from the degradation of what by spiritual attachment. Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself into many for his ever-increasing spiritual bliss. And the living entities are parts and parcels of this spiritual bliss. They also have partial independence. but by the misuse of their independence, when the service attitude is transformed into the propensity for sense enjoyment, they come under the sway of lust. This material creation is created by the Lord to give facility to the conditioned soul to fulfill death's lustful propensities. And when completely baffled by prolonged lustful activities, the living entities begin to inquire about their real position. This inquiry is the beginning of the Vedanta Sutra, wherein it is said, Atato Brahma Janyasyam, one should inquire into the Supreme. And the Supreme is defined in Srimad Bhagavatam as Janmadi Asya Yatun Vayat Istarashtra Cha, or the origin of everything is the Supreme Brahman. Therefore, the origin of lust is also in the Supreme. If therefore lust is transformed into love for the Supreme, or transformed into Krishna consciousness, or, in other words, desiring everything for Krishna, then both lust and wrath can be spiritualized. Hanuman, the great servitor of Lord Rama, exhibited his wrath by burning the golden city of Ravana. But by doing so, he became the greatest devotee of the Lord. Here also, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord induced Arjuna to engage his wrath upon his enemies for the satisfaction of the Lord. Therefore, lust and wrath, when they are employed in Krishna consciousness, become our friends instead of our enemies. Om Agyanat Kirimandashya Gadanchana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmei Chri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Pratantikam Vandiyam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savabhutam Parichana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sajana Lalita Sri Vichakam Vitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Manos Tute Tapta Kanchana Guram Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishapanu Sute Devi Paranamami Ani Priye Vanchakarpatarubhyaccha Kripa Sindhubhayavaccha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, it is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. I would like to read the purport from yesterday, because it's a good introduction for this verse. A living entity as part and parcel of the Supreme is originally spiritual, pure, and free from all material contamination. Therefore, by nature, it is not subject to the sins of the material world. But when he is in contact with the material nature, he acts in many sinful ways without hesitation. As you know, I am not very good in English. So I don't need to invent something. I have mostly took notes from very important verses with nice comment about lust. I have been looking on what did Srila Prabhupada in his classes. And I have only found this one, just about this this verse. Prabhupada answers this comment from the purport. Yes, passion. If you increase your passion, then when you cannot fulfill your passion, you will be angry. Right, one after another. So this is due to our being situated in the mode of passion. As I have told you, there are three kinds of modes of material nature. One is goodness, one is passion, and one is ignorance. So ignorance is the lowest quality. Passion is still better than ignorance, and goodness is the highest good quality within this material world. And one has to transcend even goodness. Then he can go to the Krishna conscious platform. So one should not remain on the platform of passion. He should try to rise on the platform of goodness. And from there he should try to be promoted in Krishna consciousness. This is one method. But if you take to Krishna consciousness directly, then automatically you transcend the platform of ignorance, passion and goodness. That can be done with the Varnashram Dharma principle. The four ashrams are very helpful. First Brahmacharya, and then Grihastha at the age of 25. It is interesting to know that, following the Indian habits, a woman should be married as soon as possible, 12 or 14 years old. So when lust desire arises, she is already with her husband. So things are going on naturally. She becomes in love for her husband. Along the Grihastha life, one should try to remain in the mode of goodness, following the four regulative principles, and mainly not illicit sex, only for children procreation. Following Ekadashi, giving charity to those who are fit to receive it, temple, non-profit organization, etc. Go to the temple regularly, practice with virtuous actions, following the mind manifestation as such as Gaurapani and Janmastami. Worship deities at home, that is very important, and also Chalagram. Then Vanaprastha. At this age, after 50, one begins visiting holy place. It is written in the Garuda Purana, 2:36:18, a person who makes frequent pilgrimage to holy center can destroy sins. And in the 2:36:19, a frequent visitor to holy centers, even if he dies outside the holy center, is reborn as an intelligent Brahmin, well versed in the Veda, at a holy place and in a noble family. So this Vanaprastha portion of time helps us to overcome our lustly desires. Also, it is written in the same chapter of Garuda Purana, text 17, that the family deities protect the man who goes to the holy center. That is why worshipping family deities, or Shalagram Shila, is very important for Agriyas. In another hand, we have to know the quality of the body at birth. That is very interesting to read this Garuda Purana because it gives us information about the body, and also about what is thinking the baby in the womb of the mother.
The baby.
The baby.
Yeah.
Because the baby in the womb of the mother is thinking at something. Very interesting. In the Garuda Purana, this book.
This is read from? What is this book?
Eh?
What is this book called?
Garuda Purana. Garuda is asking question, and Krishna answers the question. And he is asking a question on every topic. So, Garuda asked, what is the body? And Krishna answered, now I shall tell you how the body looks like. A human body is a single column of sinews embellished with two pecs and endowed with the sense organs in 9 apertures. It is constantly attacked by the objects, agitated by lust and anger, tossed by love and hatred, victimized by an unquenchable thirst, entrapped in the network of covetousness, enshrouded in the claws of greed, bound by illusion, but presided over by a conscious being. It is as it were like a city with 6 vestibules, with the Purusha in charge thereof. All the bodies are invested with these attributes and features. All the deities and the fortune world are present therein. Those who do not understand themselves are better than brutes. The 4 kinds of living beings are their bodies of the same nature and same content. So he speaks about 8,400,000 bodies. And also I was looking on what is the 4 kinds of living beings. They are Svedaja, insect, Ubija, plants, Andaja, birds, and Jaya Yuja, born from the womb. And then I have been looking on...
Sorry, I didn't get that. Insects, plants?
They are Svedaja, insect.
Yeah.
Udbijas, plants. Andajas, birds. And Jarayujas, born from the womb. Jarayujas.
And also aquatics, no?
Hein?
Fish.
Aquatics. Yeah.
The 6, you said.
Born from the womb.
No, you said there are 6. Or 4.
That is a little bit different from the command from Srila Prabhupada.
No, no, but before you read, you said there were 6 kinds of...
No, 4.
No, 4, oh, I'm sorry.
4. Svedaja, Udbijas, Andajas, and Charayujas.
Okay.
So, I have been surprised to read what is thinking the baby in the womb of the mother. In the womb, or that is the baby. In the womb, he eats and drinks whatever is eaten and drunk by the mother. If she smokes, if she drinks alcohol, thereby he receives nourishment and develops in form. In the womb, he recollects the past events and happenings of worldly affairs. Tormented from all sides, he feels depressed. And he said, as soon as I leave the womb, I shall be very cautious. I shall never repeat mistakes. I shall so act that I may not be born again. The living being thinks thus, and further recollects even of hundreds of past births. You understand? The living being thinks thus, and further recollects even of hundreds of past births. You remember?
Mm.
And he said, as soon as I leave the womb,
I'm going to change.
But events which accrued to him from cause known and unknown. Then at the scheduled time, the living being emerged from the embryo with the head downward in the ninth or tenth month. While leaving the womb, he suffers and faints. When he comes out of the womb, he cries in anguish. Then, with the touch of air, he obtains a little relief and comes to consciousness. Then, the hypnotizing power of Vishnu overpowers him. Deluded by that power, he lost power of discernment. Deluded by that power, he lost power of discernment. That means that as soon as he's outside of the womb, Yogamaya is coming.
What's the last word that he got?
Deluded.
Confused. Comfort.
By that power, the power of in this verse he spoke about Vishnu overpowers. Mm-hmm. Vishnu overpowers and Yogamaya is the same. Deluded by that power, he lost power of discernment. In chilled out, he remains in that state. Passing through chilled out, he attains youth and old age. And after that is the cycle ordinaire. Sometimes go to heaven, sometimes to hell. In heaven or hell, he reaps the fruit of his activities. Ah, well, yes, I have written. There is something very interesting after. Sometimes, when he has exhausted the merit of his action, he descends to the earth by the residue of his merits. Heaven or hell is not a permanent abode. This you should know, O best of birds. People going to hell suffer from extreme torture, which they derive from their hellish activities. This torture increases when they see their companion enjoying in heaven. That is very interesting. That means that if you are in hell, you can see what is happening in heaven. But in the contrary, when you are in heaven, you can see what is happening in hell. Extreme distress awaits the inmate even in the celestial region, inasmuch as the tugs of fear haunts their mind from the very start. They enter even that after their merits are exhausted, they will be thrown into hell. I am sorry to speak so bad English. Looking at the torture suffered by the people in hell, the residents of heaven feel that after the expiry of their spirit, the same fate awaits them in hell. Thus, all the while, they remain discomfortable in heaven. A divine embryo is put to great suffering. He suffers in childhood and old age as well. In youth, he suffers from the evil effect of vicious desire, jealousy, rage. He is affected by bad dreams, old age, and in death, which is extremely painful. End of this comment.
I missed something. When the baby's in the womb, he's thinking, and then he's saying, when I leave the womb, then what's he going to do?
Yes. It is written, as soon as I leave the womb, I shall be very cautious. I shall never repeat mistakes. I shall so act that I may not be born again.
So this is like telling himself or self that...
Yes, he's in the womb, he said, I will never come back.
Sort of, New Year's resolution, Mataji said.
He's completely confused. And as soon as he's outside, Tokyo Yogamaya is coming and he forgets everything.
Mamaya.
It's not very, it is very hard to know that. That is why, when I have wrote this verse, I have been thinking, and today I am in this temple, living in this temple. What did I do before to have the chance to be here? After, and Prabhupada said, after many, many, many births, you will surrender to Krishna.
Like we are in the
fellowship.
Yeah, if you know, because I am not very good in English, I have been looking for many interesting things to do. And then I have been looking on devotional service. Of course, if by chance we can be engaged in a temple in devotional service for the Lord, automatically we are able, step by step, to transform our bad habits, our lusty desires, in pure love for the Lord. But that takes time. Remember the class from Urmila Devidasi about Kriyastha Ashram some days ago. She said, in old age, we are always disturbed by lust. It is impossible to stop our lusty desires. It's impossible. We are obliged to do it. But by devotional service, this is more easy to forget and to maintain, not to maintain, but to overcome is a good word.
Yeah.
Overcome our lusty desires. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 2, it is written, you know this verse. Chapter 9, verse 2. Parada falam papam kutam bijam falo mukam tameneva prali geta vishnu bhakti ratatmanam. It's okay?
9-2 is another verse.
For those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all sinful reaction, whether fructified in the stock or in the form of acid, gradually vanish.
Which verse are you doing? Which verse is it?
Chapter 9, verse 2.
Is it the purport you're reading from? 9.2 is Rajavija, Rajaguna.
Ah, maybe I have done a mistake.
You're reading from the purport.
Okay.
Abraja Falam Pavam. It's in the purport. It's from.
Right.
For those who are engaged.
It's in the purport, yeah.
It's okay?
Yeah, it's the first verse quoted in the purport.
It's the purport from 9-2.
Yeah.
And this is from Padma Purana.
Yes.
The verse you quoted, it's not from Bhagavad Gita. It's from Padma Purana. But it's in the purport of the second verse of the 9th chapter.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's about aparabdha karma and
yes.
Yeah.
I have deleted the comment, yes. Therefore, the purifying potential of devotional service is very strong. The purifying potency of devotional service is very strong. And it is called Pavitam Uttamam, the purest.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, that is sure, I did not make a mistake in this one. Bhagavad Gita 12, chapter 12, verse 7. Yetu Sarvani Karmani.
12, 7?
Six and seven.
In the pure part. As stated before, the Supreme Lord can be appreciated only by devotional service. Therefore, one should be fully devoted. One should fix his mind fully on Krishna in order to achieve him. One should work only for Krishna. It does no matter in what kind of work one engages, but that work should be done only for Krishna. That is the standard of devotional service. The devotee does not desire any achievement other than pleasing the Supreme Personality of God. His life's mission is to please Krishna, and he can sacrifice everything for Krishna's satisfaction. Just as Arjuna did in the battle of Kurukshetra. Yes. Okay, I stop now. You have a clear comment and question? Do you want me to read again what the baby is saying in the womb of the mother? He said, as soon as I leave the womb, I should be very cautious. I should never repeat mistakes. I should also act that I may not be born again.
We all do that on the 31st of December each year. 1st of January too.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.